ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಆನ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಅಕೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗುರು ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮಾ, ಮೈ ಸಲ್ಯೂಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಗುರುಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಲೀನಿಯೇಜಸ್, ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಲೀನಿಯೇಜಸ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಮೂವ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಲೈಟ್. ದ ಹೂ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್, ವೆದರ್ ಅ ಮದರ್ ಆರ್ ಅ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್? Who comes first, whether a student or guru comes first? Once the child is born, then woman becomes a mother. Once a student comes, a wise person becomes a teacher. The teacher always second, first is the other one. Trees are measured based on the qualities of the fruits. Parents are measured based on the qualities of the children. A teacher is measured on the seeing the transformation in the students. If there is no transformation in the students, then teacher has no value. There are two things in the world. All scriptures are talking about, the Vedas, Upanishads, again and again talks about. One is matter, second is spirit. Matter, to exist in the world, we need the knowledge of material science. To exist well in this world and beyond, we need both the knowledge of material and spiritual science. We need both material science and physical spiritual science are required. In the material science, it enables us to just exist. We are not come here just to exist. We have to live well, thrive well, excel well. For that, without spiritual knowledge, you can't excel in your life. We are not just here to exist. You have to thrive in your life. For that, the spiritual science is a must. And in Ishavasya Upanishad talks about vidyam cha yastad vedho bhayam saha avidyaya mrityam tirtva vidyaya amritam ashnute. Ishavasya Upanishad also talks about vidya and avidya. Vidya means spiritual science, avidya means material science. Vedo ubhayam, you need both. In the avidya with the material science, you can exist. But if you want to get the freedom, vidya you need. Amritam ashnute, one starts reveling in bliss. If you want to revel, thrive in your life, you need the spiritual knowledge. All the schools, universities across the world, schools, education institutions are only introducing us to the material science. They are introducing, they are asking us to know more about the material science. The investment on the material science is having a diminishing return. More you start investing on the material science, as you getting older, you start realizing it's a diminishing return. I thought it's an excellent investment, all the material science, all the property also. It starts with a thrill, towards the end it becomes a headache. It starts becoming a diminishing return. On the other token, investment on the spiritual science leads to bountiful results. Bountiful results all along. There is no wastage in the investment of the spiritual science. And in the Kathopanishad talks about the creator deliberately made the senses, programmed the senses such a way that it goes out and misses the boat. that deliberately it is done to seek out in the material science, seek out in the material, excel in the material science and miss the opportunity. Deliberately he programmed that way, but a rare few brave ones, they go against the trend. Instead of getting misled by the material science, they start looking within. Paranchikani vetrana swayam bhuhum tasmat paran pasyati na antaratman kaschid dhiraha pratyagatma maikshadavritya chakshuhu amrtatva michan. The kaschid dhiraha, the Upanishad calls that person as a brave one. The brave one, a rare few, they go against the trend. Go against the trend, they have seen is everyone is going out and missing the opportunity, and they withstand the tide of pushing them out, they start seeking in. So Upanishad talks them as kaschid dhiraha, dhira. And Guru Purnima, the one who introduce, there are many teachers, music teacher, dance teacher, math teacher, science teacher, even yoga teacher, many teachers are there, but the Guru is the one who guides, inspires person to go within. All the other teachers prompts us to go outside. A teacher, Guru is the one prompts us to go within. Guru Purnima in the Indian calendar, it comes on the fourth month of the year. Fourth month, Ashada full moon. Ashada, before the onset of Purnima, there is Ekadashi. Shayani Ekadashi is there. And till the Uttana Dwadashi, 4 months. Ashada to Kartika, 4 months. 4 months is called as Chaturmasya. Chaturmasya, 4 months, the Lord goes into Yoga Nidra. This 4 months, Lord goes into Yoga Nidra to misguide the negative forces to think that God is asleep, we can thrive. To counter the effect of the negative energy, many festivals come during this time. The festival starts with Guru Purnima. You need the resistance, immunity, like a computer, you have antivirus. To start, you have to have an antivirus. Start in the winter months, start vaccination. This is the first vaccination. The scriptures are talking about the vaccination. Guru Purnima is talking about, is the first to stand against the negative force. You get the immunity through the Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima, Guru is the one to go, to withstand against the negative forces. In the 4 months, after that, many festivals, Upakarma comes, Ganesh Chaturthi comes, Krishnashtami comes, Navratri comes, and Deepavali, after Deepavali, these 4 months, the Lord is coming out of the Yoga Nidra. During this time, our official sadhana starts in the Guru Purnima day. And after many lives, one realizes the importance of the seeking within. In Guru Gita talks about aneka janma samprapta karma bandha vidayine. All through, whatever I do in the material science, it is like cutting a jackfruit. Getting hands are getting sticky. Whatever I touch, I am getting a bad taste. And after many lives, one realizes something is wrong in my approach. And aneka janma samprapta karma bandha vidahine. After one starts seeking in, one who shows the path to the inner way is called as guru. The one shows the way. And guru is the one, it talks about ajnana timiranandasya jnana anjana shalakaya chakshuru unmilitam yena. Guru is like a eye surgeon. He removes the cataract. Our vision is blinded. We have our vision is impaired. Guru is the one removes the cataract so that he or she exposes to the reality. Reality within. That is the another shloka of Guru Gita. And gu means guru. The two letters are there. Gu means darkness. Ru means light. Gukaro andakarascha rukaro teja uchyate. One who leads us from the darkness to the light is called as guru. Guru is the one who takes, name itself says, gu means darkness. Ru means teja, light. One who leads us from the darkness to light is called as guru. Another definition it talks about, gu means gunatita. Gukaro gunatita, rukaro it is a rupatita. Guru is the one who takes us beyond our the mental frame. We think, we program ourselves what we can achieve in our life. This is our bracket. We define ourselves, or a business school talk about a successful person is, these are the qualities. We put a bracket on that one. Even celebrity on the media talk about a highly successful person. We put a bracket. In the Guru Gita says, unimaginable height one goes. Never thought of that one. The Guru elevates our personality to unimaginable heights. That is called as Guru. And next dimension talks about Guru. Guru is the one who is between the student, serious seeker, and the God. We cannot approach the God directly. We need a guide. Guru takes us to the sanctum sanctorum. He introduces us to the sanctum sanctorum. It is up to the student to go inside the sanctum sanctorum. One who introduces us to the sanctum sanctorum, it is called as Guru. Who takes us to the sanctum sanctorum. We can't approach the God directly. We don't know how he looks or how he doesn't look. One who introduces, who makes us to contact, introduce us to the Supreme Lord, is Guru. Guru is like a sender. If you are in an electronic industry or a radio industry, there are two things are required in a mobile phone also. There are two things, sender and receiver. Sending message is there. Receiver should be there. The amount of information student receives is based on the purity of the receiver. It is not the problem with the sender. We are not able to receive because the receiver is not purified enough. The receiver, we are not able to receive because so much of impurities have built in from many lives. The onus is not only on the students. What it is saying, students also have to take responsibility in purifying oneself. and it talks about Upanishad also. Shvetashvatar Upanishad talks about Yasya Deve Para Bhakti Yatha Deve Tatha Guru Tasyaite Kathita Hyarte Prakashante Mahatmanaha Prakashante Mahatmanaha. We don't know how the Guru God looks like, but the you must pay respect, as much respect you are showing to the God, to the Guru. Why? It says your inside starts getting purified. Tasyaite, when the inside starts getting purified, you start understanding the inner meanings of the Shastras. New revelation happens. Knowledge dawns in. Student become brilliant. The importance of Guru in the Mahabharata talks about, I will tell a story, and it talks about in Bhagavatam Purana also. Once Indra was going on Airavata, along the way, Durvasa Rishi came. Durvasa Rishi had a garland around him, and the king Devendra, he removed his garland and gave it to Devendra as a prasad. He gave it. Devendra, instead of taking it with respect, he put it on the elephant head, Airavata. Airavata did not know what it was, with the trunk took it and threw it down and trampled on that one. Durvasa got very angry. You do not have respect for the Guru, knowledge. May you lose whatever you have. He lost everything. When he start losing everything, the demons, they started. This is an opportunity. Heaven, there is no king. Let us invade. They started attacking right from the Bali. So, the Nahusha, the king, ancestor of Pandava, Yayati's son Nahusha. Nahusha, he was a righteous king. All devas, they say, there is a position vacant. Do you want to apply? You want to apply for this one. There is a position vacant. And initially he was reluctant. And what are the perks, he asked. What are the perks I will get? They said, you get everything, whatever is there in the heaven. Happiness unlimited. You get everything. Happiness unlimited. So, if that is the case, yes, I will take the opportunity. I will sign up. And he went there. He became Devendra. Nahusha, he was the king of heaven. Indra, he lost everything. He went into Manasarovar, hid himself. Because of the curse from Durvasa, Nahusha, he started enjoying the heavenly comforts. And one day, he said, if Indra has got to have everything, I need Indra's wife also. Indrani must be my wife also. Sachi must be my wife. And Sachi, she could not, she said no, but she could not say loudly. Then she spoke to Agastya Rishi. I am in a predicament. He is going beyond the contract. He is extending his contract. What should I do? The Agastya Rishi said, not to worry, we will manage. And Nahusha, every day, he had a boon also. Boon, whoever he puts his eye on, he can draw their energy. Suck their energy, they become powerless. So, Saptarishis were, he asked them to take the, carry him on a palanquin, and Durva, the Agastya was also carrying. But inside him, Bhrigu was there. Bhrigu was him. Nahusha could not see. He could not suck the energy out of Agastya. This Agastya, well, deliberately walking very slowly. And Nahusha, he wanted to go to Sachi's palace. And he said, quick, quick. And he was deliberately walking slowly. And he kicked him. Sarpa, sarpa. Sarpa in Sanskrit means quick, quick. And then Agastya cursed him. Since you said sarpa, you become a sarpa. You become a snake. It's a, what it says, when you have a curse of a guru, you lose everything. When you have the blessing of guru, you have everything. Even Puranas also talked about, even Rakshasas, they had a guru, Shukracharya. Everyone, guru is a must. If you want to have something, without guru, you cannot have. In 1993, in Christchurch, I saw a poster while I was still a student doing masters. I saw a poster, Paramahamsa Maheshwarananda is talking about yoga. And for the first time when I saw yoga, I knew this is what I wanted. This is what I wanted. And in the following year, in Wellington, he blessed me with the eyes. Just with the eyes, whatever it was there, everything. And Gayatri in the Gita also talks about Purva Bhyase Nate Naiva Hriyate Avashopisaha. One who has already accumulated within through many lives of sadhana, it requires a trigger to come out. The trigger to come out with the blessing, the whatever it had, it came out. It talks about in Kabir Das also. Kabir Das, he wanted a Guru Upadesha. Ramatirtha, he wanted to get his mantra japa, but he knew, he being a Muslim, he won't get a mantra japa. So he knew the what Ramatirtha is doing. Early morning in Ganga Snan, he used to go to Ganga in Varanasi. He used to walk down in the step. In the night, he knew which way Guru is going. He slept along the way, just below the step. And while walking, Ramatirtha, his Guru, put his foot on his back and walked on Rama Rama Mantra Japa. And immediately, Kabir, he jumped up. I got the Guru Padesha. And that touch, that conviction, conviction is required. The requirement of a student, the person may be in the society as an ordinary person. In the community, in the house, may be ordinary husband. In the, for the children, ordinary the parent. In the society, ordinary member of the community. For the government, another contributor to the tax. Maybe, but when the student is ready, that click happens. When the click happens, for others, may be ordinary. When the thirst is there, when I am so thirsty, looking for that one, that God is so compassionate. He brings out someone in front of us to make that click. Click to happen. Click to happen. And I shared the message also. Guru Purnima Day is to celebrate light in our life. Guru Purnima Day is to celebrate knowledge in our life. Guru Purnima Day is the day to celebrate destruction of ignorance and darkness in life. Guru Purnima Day is the day to celebrate life for discovering the path to freedom, to make the impossible happen, we all must be eternally indebted to the Guru. That Guru principle on the Guru Purnima day, today Guru Purnima also is called as a Vyasa Purnima. Vyasa Purnima on this day, it is believed that the sunlight first hit the earth. On this day hit the earth in all the Adhyatma Parampara in our scripture, Shastra, our Parampara is preserved by the teacher. Whatever I speak, I am uploading onto the YouTube, maybe platform will change, YouTube also will go and get erased, but the whatever I have spoken, it will get recorded in the Akashic record. The meditators in the Himalayas, they can tap into this message and eternally they bring out the message to the community. In their meditation, they hear these messages and eternally it is passing on. That so a guru never can claim this is a patent, this is my discovery. Nothing is original discovery. Everything comes from the Akashic record. It is already been contributed by great rishis. Nobody can claim this is my patent, nobody can copy. It is there in Akashic record. No rishis have claimed a patent for the mantras. Vishwamitra never claimed patent for Gayatri Mantra. It's everything is there, and it is there Akashic record. A serious seeker contemplating. That is why people go to Badri to contemplate. They get the messages. They get the vibes. Like Ganga, they perennially flow down to the people. They're from the Himalayan heights. They come down to the plains to convey the eternal message. This is the message for all of us on Guru Purnima day. We are eternally indebted to all Guru Paramparas. Guru Paramparas incessantly, they are flowing down like Ganga from Himalaya, and we will make best of the knowledge. And to begin with, the two things I said, purify the sender. Develop a thirst for knowledge. Develop a longing for within. Develop the turn your attention not to get satisfied only in the material prosperity. Higher, it's a diminishing return. Invest on the bountiful return. Only the brave ones, brave investor and sharp investor knows where the best return comes. Go within through Adhyatma Vidya. Dhanyavaad.